Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Dalad. Ayin Dalad, the last full blot in Perek Ben Sorer Umorah, as we get into the Yehorig Val Yavar Gemara. Today's daf is the daf and Shas about the big three of Averus, but let's see where and how that comes in. So we are up to the two dots on Ayin Gimel Amad Beis, where the Gemara says Chet Elu Chai Be Krisus. So the Gemara has just mentioned that there are different words in the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetse, which teach us which halachos does Rodef apply to. We had various opinions. The Mishnah, Amar Aleph, quoted the opinion that you're only allowed to kill somebody who's running after their friend to kill them, running after their friend to violate her, Nara Marasa, or running after their friend to commit Mishkav Zachar. Those three. On Amud Beis here, and we're going to see, continue, that there are other opinions too. One opinion includes Shabbos, and one opinion includes even, Behema and Avodah Zarah. Those two. Behema and Avodah Zarah. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, which were the two that the Mishnah mentioned, that we spoke yesterday about the Havaminas, why those could have been mentioned, but we actually have Deos, Rav Shimon Bayechai and Hasan Rav Elazar, that include them on Amud Beis, learned that from Sukkim. And then we spoke about the last Machlokas. If the woman says, let him violate me or else he's going to kill me, is that Mutter or not? Is that also a case of Rodev? So we explained the Machlokas yesterday. If you look in the Margolius Hayam, we discussed that the Lundas behind the Machlokas as well. Okay, we're going to start with the two dots. Chet elu chai v'krisus. So chet includes chai v'krisus, that even chai v'krisus is an example of rodef. If somebody's going to violate chai v'krisus, so one of the arayos of chai v'krisus, that's also rodef. So for a minu, but is that really true? We learned in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the third parak of Ksubis, elan aris, v'elan aris yeshlam knas. The Mishnah lists off the na'aris that if somebody is ma'anis, they have to pay a knas, as the Torah describes. One of the examples is haba alachoso. Somebody lives with their sister, ba alachoso, so that is an example of a chayve knas. Why? Because there is no kimle b'drabaminei. Usually, if one violates a chayve misas bezdin, so then there's kimle b'drabaminei, a person gets killed, and therefore they don't pay the knas. But by achoso, that's an example of chayve krisus. If it's chayve krisus, therefore there's no kimle b'drabaminei. We don't. There is a daya in the Gemara there of Bechun Yimenakana who says Kimle B'drabamine even by Chayve Krisus. We don't. That's not what the Mishnah holds. The Mishnah holds only by Chayve Mises Bezdin. If Bezdin is not going to inflict the death penalty, then there's no Kimle. Only by Chayve Mises Bezdin, not by Krisus. That's why the Mishnah says you pay a Knas. But wait a minute, the Gemara is asking. But you're right, there's no Chayve Mises Bezdin. There's only Chayve Krisus, but there's a din of Rodef. If a man is running after his sister to violate her, and then another person sees that man, that other man could kill this brother. Could kill the brother. So therefore, why don't you say this kimle, and you don't pay the knas because of the reason of rodef? Forget the reason that it's not chayv mises bezdin. That's the question. Why is balachoso chayv a knas? Answers the Gemara. No. First answer. We're going to have five answers. Answer number one. Amrua Rabban and Kamedra of Chisda. Because the difference is because there's different times. Kimle only kicks in when the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mammon is simultaneous. That's when we could say the Chiyuvim subsume each other. But here, Mishas Ha'ara'a de Pagma Iftel Amiktala, at the first moment when the Bia starts, already there's no more Chi of Misa, because the Chi of Misa is to protect her from being Nifgam, from being tainted. The first second of the Bia, she is already tainted from Ha'ara. Right, so that's the there's no more rodef anymore. Mamona lo mishali mad gemar bia, but the knas goes after the gemar bia. So therefore, there's a time lag, and if there's a time lag, so then kimle doesn't apply. It's not mamona misa. It's not mamona misa at the same time. Here, it's the misa finishes before the mamon starts. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Why is there no Chi of Knas until later? Where does the Gemara get that from? The Chi of Knas only starts later. So Rashi says, because that's when there's no more Besulim. The whole point of Knas is Hashar's Besulim. So at Tchilas Bia, he didn't break her Besulim yet. So that's why it has to be only by Gemara Bia. The question that Rishonim ask on Rashi, if that's the Svara, because you bring the Psulim, Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Rani asks on Rashi, but there's another Gemara that says that he's Chayav a Knas even on Bi'ah Shalok Adarka. Chayav a Knas even on Bi'ah Shalok Adarka. So 1 minute. If the whole Machayav of the Knas, in this case, by Ones Mafata is by Hasharas Basulim, so why should there be a Knas at all by Bi'ah Shalok Adarka? That's why Tosfos rejects Rashi, and Tosfos has to give a different answer to why you go by Gemara Bi'ah, which we'll mention in a second. But the Ran quotes Rashi and says, no, maybe it's kind of, he doesn't quote it, but maybe it's kind of like, not exactly the type of case, but kind of like a Reb Zera Kolaroy Labila case. It depends what there's potential for. If there is potential to break the psulim, then you gotta break the psulim. You gotta break the psulim. If it's a biyah kedarka, what's called a biyah kedarka? If you break the psulim, if it's a biyah shalok kedarka, then there's totally different rules. You're right. It could also be mechayev knas. There are two ways to be mechayev knas. But if you're in the world of kedarka, if you have that potential, so then that's what you have to do. So it's not exactly like a Reb Zera, which says, well, all you need is the potential. But it says, I'll read you the Ran. Kavanas Rashi, shalok yischayev, ain kavanas Rashi, shalok yischayev knas, al shalok kedarka. Kivan she'ein b'hasharas pesulim. No. El kach omer, the kshehabia hi kedarka, eino chayev aleha b'ha'ara, shehi tchilas bia. If it's kedarka, then you need a full bia. Ela begemar bia should hei b'asharas pesulim. Avol bia shelo kedarka, mosach risihi. V'hi chiyuv acher la'atzmo. Dehu mishkav acher, afagav delo shayach bei hasharas pesulim. So that is Shitas Rashi as explained by the Ran. That is the chiyuv of knas only comes later because it goes by the pesulim. You're chayav the money for making her not a psula anymore. Masha'enkin, according to, by Tchilas Bia, you don't have that. Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos quotes in the middle of Tosfos, Mamona. Tosfos says, no, you know why it's only by Gemar Bia? Because if you did it by Tchilas Bia, you wouldn't be chayav, because there's Kimway. Says you wouldn't be chayav the Knas originally. If you have a way to be mechayav this guy money, so then Halacha says, do it, go for it. Ella Hacha says Tosas Hirotima, Tolomashama Tchilas Bia, Misha the Kimli, but there are Mine. Lefika Hilk Alomashama Gemar Bia. You could say that the Chiyav Mammon is held in abeyance, is held in limbo, until it finds a time when it can be Chal. And therefore it could be Chal, Bashaz Gemar Bia. And that's why it's Chal then. But what about by a Bia Shalok Kedarka? That's an Afkamina. By a Bia Shalok Kedarka, then it might be by an earlier stage, not by a full Bia, even if you can't talk in those terms fully, by a Bia Shalok Kedarka. Okay, but that is answer number one in the Gemara. Why is there no Kimlai by the case of Knas? Because the Misa comes before the Mamun. Why does the Mamun come later? Rashi and Tosfos. Next question. Ha'ani chalamanda amar ha'ara zunashika. This makes sense if ha'ara, the Gemara says, ha'ara, the beginning, the earliest point of the Maisa Bia is called Ha'ara. So what is the beginning point of the Maisa Bia? So if you say Ha'ara, Machlokas, elsewhere in Shas, is Nashika, meaning Mamish, the beginning, the second that the man touches the woman, the first moment that the Maisa Bia starts, so then this answer works. Because then there's a halachically recognized stage of the process, the first second. That's called neshika, the kissing. Meaning the first second that the husband and the wife touch in the Maisa Bia, so then if that's a halachically recognized process, then you could say the Misa is that finishes at that moment, and the moment was only later. Elalamanda amar ha'arazu achnasa satara. But if you say there is no such halachically recognized process as the first second that they touch, you need more than that to be halachically recognized. Achnasa satara. The husband has to have a certain level of penetration into the wife, so then if that's the halachically recognized first moment, so that's the moment that the psulim break. So Michael Maymar, then you're back to the question, because then there's no difference between Tchilas Bia and Gemar Bia when you break the Psulim. Because Tchilas Bia, what's the beginning stage? The beginning stage is Hachnasa Zatara. What's the Gemar Bia? Gemar Bia might be later, but that's after you break the Psulim. That's when there's Roy Lahazria. But that's you're back to the question. There wouldn't be a time lag. So we need another answer. So answer number two: El Amar of Chizda Kugon Shabala Shalok Kedarka V'Chazar Bala Kedarka. Maybe this is the case, where the brother or someone else was Baalu Shalok Kedarka first, Shabala Shalok Kedarka, and then he was Baalu Kedarka. So then, this second Bia is not up for Rodef, Chiyav Rodef, because she's already been tainted. As we said earlier on this Amud, right before the two dots, the Chiyav of Rodef by Arayos is because of the Pagam that the woman is going to have. It's not because her life's in danger, right, like by Misa, because of the Pagam. And here she's already been Nifkam. She's already been Nivelas. So therefore there wouldn't be a case of Rodef. Number two.
So that's according to what you just said.
That's the case. By the second Maisa Bia there, there's a Chiyav Knas, because she's still a Psula. So it's a Chiyav Knas, but there wouldn't be a Chiyav Brodev.
We just said that a Bia Shalok Adarka, even though it doesn't necessarily break the Psula, you still have a Knas.
You're Chiyav Knas. You're Chiyav Knas. So here you'd be Chiyav Knas twice. The first time you'd be Chiyav Knas. If let's say somebody else did it, there'll be two Chiyav Knases. One would be a Shalok Adarka, but that doesn't make her a Ba'ula in terms of not being able to be Chiyav Knas again. That's the chiddush. Shalok Kedarka is enough to be mechayev for a knas, but it doesn't mean she can't be chayev a knas again. If then you'd break her psulim, right? Maybe two shalok kedarkas would not be the second time. That would be considered a buula already. Right, ten times. Right, it says ten. Right, ten kulam. Right, right, only the last one. Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. But right, that came up earlier. Okay. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Rava Amar b'meni chaso. So you can move those bags if you need the couch. B'meni chaso shalo yahargena Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe it's based on what we just said. B'meni chaso before the two dots, the end of yesterday's year. It's a case where she says, "No, let him violate me because I don't want to be killed." So in that case, there's no chiyav rodef, but there could be a chiyav of knas, right? So that's number three. Next, Rav Papa Amar b'mefute v'divrei hakol. Forget Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's a case of mefuta, not ones, a case of mefuta, because there's also a knas by a case of pitoy. Ones and mefata both have a knas, and also there's no rodef because she's a willing participant. It's mefuta. You're right, she was seduced, but she's a willing participant. And finally, abaya, the last case. Abaya Amar, we haven't had this element yet in rodef, so we have to have it before we finish the sugya. B'yachol lahatzil be'echan meivarav. The case is, what if the third party who could kill the rodef could really prevent him from continuing his actions by breaking his leg, not by killing him. He could be matzal him be'echan meivarav. So in that case, what's the halacha? For Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, he, Titania, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul omer, rodef shahaya rodef achar chaveiro lahargo, v'yachol lahatzilo be'echan meivarav alo hitzil ne'er agalav. If I could break somebody's leg and instead I kill him, so I am chayav misa, because that wasn't a case of rodef. So that's the case in Ksubis. The Ksubis Mishnah, where Yechayev Kares, because it's not a true case of Rodef. It's a case where he could have been stopped, and Yochol Lahatzil, Pe'echan Meivarv. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. We had a Rashi, we didn't focus on it, but Rashi earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the top Rashi on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, clearly says that this is a Shita of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, but not everybody would agree to it. The Rabbanan, the top Rashi, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Avo Rabbanan Pligi Alei, the Amri Hefter Gomerhu, Valeka Kayotze Bo. It's in the sugya, the brisa, at the beginning of the Krisis discussion. That's in the Sheva Mitzvahs Gemara. So the top Rashi says that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Even though the Gemara calls this Shita, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul Shita, really is a machlokas. Machlokas about it. The Rabbanan would argue and say, even if you could kill him by breaking his leg, you have a heter to kill him. You have a heter to kill him. That's a machlokas. Interesting to think about what the svara behind the machlokas is. Maybe it relates to the Briska Rav that we had. Once somebody has the Haloshem Rodef, Ein Lo Damim, so it's not just about the Hatzalas HaNirdaf. If it's just about the Hatzalas HaNirdaf, so maybe you have to just break his leg. You have to do the minimum that's needed. But if you say, like the Briska Rav, there's a second in, that there's a shame rodef, chalo shame, so then maybe even beyond that, and that might be the Shita of the Rabbanan. If you look in the Rambam, though, the Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Rambam does not think there's a machlokas, because the Rambam Pasuk is like the Shita, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. If there was a Rabbanan out there that argued with him, so then, would he argue? The Rambam says this in Tes Dalet, in Hilchos Malachim. V'chein im harag rodef, sheyochol latzilo bechan meivarav, ne'arag alav, by a ben Noach. Ma she'en kein b'Yisrael, a Yisrael is pater, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, mashvil rabbeinu, the lekamantapalag a Rabbi Yonasan, inachinami lekamantapalag alay. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. Okay, this is all, though, the fifth answer to the Mishnah in Ksubis. How do you hold of the case of Rodef, but still hold as a Chiyav Knas there? So the Gemara continues, though. My time with Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. What is the reason behind Rabbi Yonasan? What is the reason that if I could kill him by breaking his leg, I'm not allowed to kill him? Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, when two men are fighting, remember the case in Parshas Mishpatim, two men are fighting with each other, there's a pregnant woman on the side, and Rahman al-Islan, one of the people, gave a punch to his friend, but instead he punched the woman. So the Torah describes, did the woman die or not? If the woman died, then nefesh tachas nefesh, and he is patur for killing the babies, because he's chayiv misa on the mother. But if the mother didn't die, then he's chayiv mamon on the babies, because that also relates to the abortion gemara we mentioned yesterday. You see, chayiv money for the babies. Right, it's mashma that they're not fully nefashas yet. That's the other discussion that you could add to the abortion case. What must be the case in the mishpatim? It must be they're fighting. It's a case where they're trying to kill each other. Because he wouldn't be chayav for killing the pregnant woman if he wasn't really fighting with this other man with kavanah to kill. Because the pasuk says, if the woman dies, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, that he has to give his own life. Okay, maybe it's like the opinion that if you have kavanah to kill Reuben and you end up killing Shimon, you're chayav. But it's a case of misa, says nefesh tachas nefesh. And yet, Amar Rahman, the Torah says, v'loya sonanoshi anesh. But what does the Torah say? If the woman didn't die, then you have to pay. 1 minute. Don't we know the rules of Kimlei? That if there's a chi of misa in the air, like Rodev, then you're always pater? If you say the principle like Rabbi Yonasan says, that in a case of Rodev, if you could break his leg, you're not allowed to kill him. So then there's no misa on this guy's head. So then that's how you could explain the parsha in the Torah. That even though this is a case where you're trying to kill the other guy, you don't have a chi of misa on you because maybe the guy could break your leg. And that's why if the mother didn't die and only her babies died, you have to pay for it. But if you say, even if you could kill a guy even though you could stop him by breaking his leg, nami nital atzila benafsho, still you're allowed to kill him. So hechi mishkachas adayanish. How do you understand the parsha in the Torah? Because after all, it's a case where he is trying to put a death blow onto his friend. Instead, he does it onto the woman. But let's say this is like the opinion that if you're trying to kill one person, you kill the other one, you're still chayiv misa. But 1 second. Even if the woman doesn't die, if he's trying to kill the other guy, he's a rodev. And therefore he should be pater for money, period. Kim lev d'ramine. That's the Mishnah, Bava Machteres. That's the case of rodev. And yet the Torah says he's chayiv money. So if you say a rodev could be prevented, right, you have to try to prevent it from breaking his legs, maybe that's the case the Torah is talking about. But if you don't say that, if you say he could always be killed, then he should never pay money. So what's the Torah talking about? That's the raya, that's the source for Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Answers the Gemara. Interesting that that was an Amora's name, right? His name was Shaul. His name is son Yonasan. He's trying to parallel the biblical figures. So says the Gemara, his name was Yonasan, not Yehonasan. Right? The Mepharshim talk about that his name, he had a hey added onto his name because he started acting L'Shem Hashem. That's why he became Yehonasan. So answers the Gemara, Dilma no, Shiny Acha, maybe really Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul is wrong. And therefore, by a rodev, even if you can break his leg, you have the heter to kill him. But here is different. Why? De misa lazeh v'tashlum lazeh. Maybe it's a chiddush in Kimlei. When does Kimlei apply and the chi of misa paters the chi of mamon? If there's the same address that the misa and the mamon is coming from, the same address. You shoot somebody and the attempted murder case, as you're trying to kill him, the bullet goes through his clothes and rips it. So that's misa u'mamon lazeh to this person. But if it's misa lazeh and mamon lazeh, it's two different addresses, so maybe Kimlei doesn't apply, the Gemara is suggesting. And in this case, it's misa lazeh, right? You're trying to kill this guy, you're trying to kill the guy who you're fighting with, and the mamon is to the husband of this woman. Like the babies that died, that's who you're paying to, right? Mashakani yukasi yishakana baila. So, it says that maybe that's why you're pater here. Maybe that's why you're chayiv mamon in this case, because it's misa lazeh mamon lazeh, it wouldn't be Kimlei. You don't have to come onto the chiddush of Rabbi Yonasan. Answers the Gemara, loshna. Nope, don't make a difference. There's no difference between misa lazeh and mamon lazeh. Even if it's misa lazeh u'mamon lazeh, still Kimlei is going to apply. Still Kimlei is going to apply. There's a lot to say on those two words, but let's first finish the line. Diyama Rava, where do you see that there's no difference between by Kimlei Bedrabimine, whether the Misa and the Mamon come from the same source or from distant sources. Because Rava says, Rodev Shaya Rodev Acha Chavero. If Rodev is running after his friend, Vishi Beres Akelim. Let's say Ruvi is going after to kill Shimon, and Ruvain breaks things on his way. He's running and he breaks things. Bain Shel Nir Daf Bain Shel Kaladam. Patur, whether it belongs to the potential victim or anybody, is patur. So what do you see from there? Right? The misa is to the guy he's trying to kill, and even kalim that belong to someone else, kimle still applies. So you see, even though it's misa lazeh, mamal lazeh, there's still a patur. My taima, why? Mishaya ben avshahu, because he's chaya misa. And therefore, it's going to apply. That's our raya already. But the Braisa just continues, Rava continues, the nirdaf sheshibar es ha-kelem shel rodef. And what if the nirdaf, while he's running away, he breaks the kelem of the rodef? Pater. It's obviously pater. We'll see why in a second. Shel kol adam chaya, but if he breaks anybody else's kelem, he's going to have to pay for them. Wow. He's running away, he's going to be killed. And meanwhile, he breaks a third party's kelem, he has to pay for them. Why? We'll see. Shall Rodev Patur? Why is he part of the Rodev? Shall Yeba Mordechav of Alabigufo? Because if he could turn around and kill this guy who's running after him, so then obviously he could break his kalim to try to save himself. Right? The Mamon can't be more chaviv than the guf. Shall call Adam chayiv, but any third party's case would be chayiv. Shematzal atzma b'mamon chaveiro, because he is saving himself with his friend's item. And matzal atzma b'mamon chaveiro is, you have to pay for it afterwards. You'll have to pay for it afterwards, right? This is the sugya in Baba Kama Daf Samach. We've discussed this before. The Gemara asks, is it mutter or asur lahatzel asma b'mamon chaveiro? Is it mutter or asur to save yourself with your friend's item? And the Gemara answered, asur lahatzel asma b'mamon chaveiro. That's what the Gemara answers. Tosfos there. I don't have it here. I'm going to try to stay a lot outside today because there's a lot to say. Tosfos there, Baba Kama Daf Samach Amabei says, what does that Gemara mean, mutter or asur? It doesn't really mean mutter or asur. Of course you're allowed to save yourself with your friend's items. Right? This is the Heinz Dilemma Gemara. The Heinz Dilemma. What's the Heinz Dilemma? Discussed in ethics classes. If somebody's life is in danger and the only medicine to save his life is in the pharmacy, is he allowed to break into the pharmacy to steal the medicine? His life's in danger. He'll pay him back tomorrow. Is he allowed to go and steal the medicine? Right, so what would halacha say, Pashtus? Pashtus halacha would say, it's not one of the big three. It's not one of the big, we're going to have the big three today. It's not one of the big three, Geneva. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. So Tosfos there says, of course you're allowed to do it. Osir and Mutter here mean Chai or Pater. After you did it, do you have to pay back or not? And that's Lundis, the Echodim say, is Pikuach Nefes, Hutra or Dechuya. If it's Hutra, you didn't do anything wrong, then you don't even have to pay back afterwards. Mashenkin, if it's Dechuya, the Isra exists, which you're allowed to do it, but you have to pay back. That's how Tosas reads the Gemara. But the Rashi there, Rashi Babakam, the last Rashi, second last Rashi, Babakam, the Flamach Abayz, all the way at the bottom of the Yamud, seems to say the Gemara, takes the Gemara Kipshuto. And you know what? Tosas is very Dachuk, because the Gemara uses the Lashon of Asur and Mutter. That doesn't say Chayiv and Pater. It's Asur and Mutter. So some Rishonim seem to say it's Asur. What do you mean it's Asur? So we don't paskin this way, but there are a few sources here and there which Rav Asher Weiss writes in one of his articles. You have to reread all these sources. Is it possible? But there are some sources that seem to say that there's the big four, not just the big three. The big four. Geneva is one of the big four. Is the big four? Is the fourth. There's a Ramban in Shimon Kubetzes and Ksubis. There are other cases. There's a Gemara later on in Maseches Baba Kama where somebody seems to be having a heart attack. And the only thing that he's allowed to, I think it's Daf Ayin in Baba Kama, Daf Pei, that his only medicine, the only way to help him is to drink milk straight from a goat. Straight from a goat. Chalav Roseh from a goat. That was his cure. So he takes a goat inside to his bed, and he ties it to his bed, and he drinks it. His friends come in, and they start screaming at him that he's a Baal Aveira, because the Gemara says he's not allowed to raise Behemoth Dakas in Eretz Yisrael. They start screaming at him. So the Me'iri there says, what are they talking about? It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh. So the Me'iri there discusses, is this a fourth one? Is the fourth one stealing? Because Behemoth Dakas is a Gzeira Mishum stealing from other people's property. So again, there are all these little hints in various sources that maybe there's a fourth and not just the big three. Even though we don't paskin that way. But anyway, here's that's what's alluded to in the Gemara. Why do you have to pay? If the Nirdaf is running away and he breaks somebody else's kalim, it's fine, he's allowed to do that, but he's got to pay for it afterwards. got to pay for it afterwards because you saved yourself with somebody else's property. That's at least. Rashi might even say that it's usur, but even chayiv atzmah l'mamon chaver. Finally, finishing up the braisa. V'rodev shayi rodev acha rodev la'atzilo. Let's say there's somebody else. Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, and Levi's running after Reuven to kill Reuven. V'shibir as akelim, and Levi meanwhile breaks things while he's trying to save the day. Beicha rodev beicha l'derda beicha kol adam patur. The third party has even more heterim than and pturim than the near death himself. Why? V'lo min adin, not meikar adin, but shemiyata omer kein. If you say that he's going to have to pay for things, then what's going to happen? Nobody's ever going to want to get involved. Nimsa ein lecha galadim b'shabatzel eschaveiro miyad harodev. Because they're going to know, oh, if I'm going to break things, forget it, I'm not getting involved. Right? So that's why you have this type of takan in many places. Hashavas aveda, right? You're never going to have to pay more than, you know, a certain amount, because people are going to want to return items. So that is the halacha, period. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim about this sugya of misa lazeh, ubamun lazeh. I'm sorry, even before, let's go back to an item that I skipped. The case of matzal atzma b'mamun chaveiro. The person is matzal atzma b'mamun chaveiro. Let's say a person actually kills the rope. We paskin like Rav Shaul ben Yonasan ben Shaul that you have to try to break his leg. What if you actually killed him? What if you actually killed him? So the Gemara says neharag alav. The Rambam says he's chayav misa, but Bezdin does not kill him. That's the Rambam's lashon. If you could have broken his leg and you killed him anyway, so then says the Rambam ain Bezdin a misa noso. The Torah quotes the Rambam and says eini yodea kivet shachayav misa lama ain Bezdin a misa noso. The Gemara says neharag alav. So why don't you kill him? Tur, Tav Chav Hey, says the Beis Yosef, Efshar Lomar, Hainu Taima, Hainu Taima Da Rambam, Kivan She Nichnas Birshus, Eino Bedin She Yehargeo Bezdin. He had Kavanah to enter the situation. You're right, he wasn't as careful as he should have been. He should have broken the guy's leg. But you gotta give him a little slack. He's Chayim Misa inherently, if he could have done the other thing, but the Rambam says Bezdin's not gonna kill him. Bezdin's not gonna kill him there, in that case. That's the Beis Yosef quoting for the Rambam. Point number one. Point number two is, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim, what are we paskin by Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh? Our Gemara just says the words Loshna, doesn't make a difference, even Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh, meaning by Kimlei, if the Misa is from one source and Mamun is from another source, you're going to be Potter. That's what the Gemara, Potter from the Mamun, Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh. Is that really true? Because there are other Gemaras that seem to say the favors the opposite. So, there are three shitas in the Rishon. If you want to look at a nice summary, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Beis Mem Beis. Three shitas. Either you say it's Machlokas HaSugyas. That's always an easy one. Machlokas HaSugyas. Or, Rabbeinu Tam says, the rule is, Misa Lazeh, Umamun Lazeh is always Pater. Meaning, our Gemara is the rule. What's the exception to the rule? The Gemara that says otherwise? Edim Zomamin. Adam Zomamin. The Gemara there says you don't say Misa, you say Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh Chayiv. You know why? Because there's a special thing by Adam Zomamin, Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachiv. And to be Bekayim that, sometimes you have to give both punishments, even though it'll break the usual rules of Kimlei. So Rabbeinu Tam says the rule is Pater, except for Adam Zomamin. The Rivam in that Tosis says the opposite. The rule is Chayiv, except for Rodef. Our Gemara is the exception. Why? Because by Rodev, is it really Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh? If I'm running after a Nirdaf to kill him, and I break somebody else's Kalim, is that really Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh? Anybody's allowed to kill me. So if that's true, it's really Misa to everybody too. You're right, there's one potential victim right here. But because everyone's allowed to kill the Rodev, says the Rivam in Tosfos, that's not called Misa Lazeh, Mamun Lazeh. That's really to the same person. So we have, maybe it's a machlokes, maybe it's a chilek between the cases, maybe the rule is pater except for Edom Zomim, maybe the rule is chayev except for Rodev. Good. Two dots. Aval Rodev, achar behema, Tanya. So what did the Mishnah say? If somebody's running after a behema, then we don't say, that's not called Rodev. Just gotta let him do the Avera. Right? We don't say it. We only say it by Naram Arasa, by Arayos, and by Misa, and by Mishkav Zachar. And maybe also by Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Those are the 2 days we had on our base. But Tanya Ner, Rav Shuma Yechai Omer. Again, the week of Lag BaOmer, Rashbi Omer, Ha'oed Avodas Gochavim, Nita Latzila Benafsha Mikal VaChomer. Right, we quoted these opinions, but we didn't quote what the sources. So now we're quoting the source. Rashbi says, even if you see somebody going to do Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to kill them from a Kal VaChomer. Why? Umap Gam Hedyot. Nita Latzila Benafsho, Pekam Gavoal or Kol Shekein. If you're allowed to kill a person because you're worried about the potential tainting of a human victim, so surely by Avodah Zarah, the chilul Hashem that's going to come from the Avodah Zarah, surely you're allowed to kill somebody to prevent that chilul. So that's why you're allowed to kill him. Says the Gemara, V'chayonshim and Adin. What do you mean? Are you allowed to give a punishment? Again, calling the fact that you're allowed to kill a rodef an onesh. You're allowed to do that. It's a preventative punishment. You're allowed to do that based on the Kal V'chomer. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, onshim and Adin. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Yechai holds you're allowed to do that. The Gemara assumes generally you're not allowed to do that. We've discussed many times what the svar for that is. Not for now, but that is Reb Shimon Yochai Shita. He says, "On Shimon Adin." Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer, Rabbi Lezer, the son of Reb Shimon Yochai, who was in the cave with him also for more than a decade, says, "What does he say? I'm a chalas a Shabbos. He tells me to not only avodah zara, but also chilul Shabbos. You're allowed to. Somebody's going to be mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to kill them to prevent them from being mechal Shabbos. We don't pasken this way." So you want to say people who physically try to make others not be Mechal Shabbos, so maybe they hold like Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, but that's not what we hold. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. And we have to realize in every generation what is bringing people closer to Shmir Shabbos and what is keeping people away from Shmir Shabbos. We have to realize that and to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon says, Mechal Shabbos, Yitzhak Yil Baravsho, Sover Lo Kavu Adabar Ot Shimon Adin. So he first of all holds like his father that you Ot Shimon Adin and therefore you include Avodah Zarah, V'yasya Shabbos b'chilul, chilul me'avodas kochavim. Then you'll learn Gzeira Shava from Avodah Zarah to Shabbos. Here we go. Amr of Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yoch Tzadik. Once we're talking about Rodef, so we talk about the uniqueness of certain Averos, so that's where we go. Ayin Dalet of Sanhedrin. How do you remember where this Gemara is? Ad, until the last moment of death. Ad, the big three. Ad, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Says Rav Shimon Yotzadek, Nimnu v'gamru b'aliyas Beis Nitza. The Rabbanan got together in the attic of Beis Nitza in Lud, Belud, and said, Kol aver shebatar momrim la'adam avar v'alatei hareg, avar v'yareg. By all averas, all 362 averas, ya'avar, not all 362, because there's more than one, including Gilei Arayos. But by most averos, you say, do the avera. Right, do the avera, I'm going to kill you, so you do the avera. Chutz, we have what is kochavim, v'gili arayis, v'shvichas damim, except for the big three. Why do you usually violate? Because Rashi says, Hashem loves you. Hashem doesn't want you to die. Rashi says, look at about the 10th to last skinny line in Rashi. 10th to last skinny line. Mishum v'chai bohem, mishum diyakara be'enav neshama shay Yisrael. Hashem loves the neshama of a Jew. He doesn't want you to die, v'chai bohem. So v'chai bohem overrules these all other averes. Why dafka these three? So the Ran on our Gemara tries to explain that these are the most chamor. Says the Ran, because avodah zara, obviously, because you're being kofar by Kadosh Baruch Hu, shvichas damim shelo yatzel asma b'damo shel chavero, gili arayis nami v'bnei sheyesh bohem pagam. Also gili arayis, because that's what you're allowed to do. Imkade bedinu sheyarei v'yavar, that's why you have to be yarei v'yavar by these three averes. According to this, though, if the issue of arayis is because of pagam, what about bal habehema? Is that yarei v'yavar? So the Ran says, according to the svar that I gave for it, it should not be yarei v'yavar, because there's no pagam to the behema. But he says, I'm not paskening here, because you didn't find it anywhere. But that is the Ran trying to say that they're all a question of Chumrah. There is a Maharal that we've quoted in the past that I might quote tomorrow night in the Parsha Shir, but you got to quote it now. It comes up in Yonah Diyoma. This week is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's a beautiful Maharal beginning of Pirkei Avos. Why is it? I might have quoted this in an earlier Parsha Shir also. Why the big three? Says the Maharal, because these three are the exact antitheses, the exact opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars that the world stands on. And therefore, if you are going to violate one of these three, then you're going to undermine a pillar of the world, therefore there's no reason for the world to exist. So what are you going to violate for? You're ruining the world. That's why you have to be killed, because you can't violate. Two out of three are easy. Number one, Avodah Zarah and Avodah. Those are good opposites. And you have Gemilas Chasadim and murder. Those are also opposites. But the question is, what about the last one? The last one is harder, says the Maharal. Torah and Gilei Arayos. How are those opposites? Says the Maharal. Gilei Arayos is the most mundane, animalistic, physical, gashmi activity we could be involved in. That's Gilei Arayos in this entire universe. Torah is the most sublime, spiritual, elevated activity we could be involved in. That's how they're the opposites. That's a good back pocket vart, just to have. Say it any parsha. We know the big three averes. That's it, the big three, the Pirkei Avos, relates to this time of year. Anyway, that's what the Maharal says, you have the big three. Good. Are you allowed to volunteer for some of the other Averis? That's another Machlokas, the Rambam versus other Rishonim. The Rambam said, no way, you can't volunteer to kill yourself, that's suicide. If you volunteer to kill yourself, except for doing, or let yourself be killed, not suicide. It's related to suicide, but if you let yourself be killed because of shotness, if you let yourself be killed because of treif, so then you're chayev misa, says the Rambam. You're mechal Hashem, you're chayev misa. If they killed you already, so then you can't be chayev misa again, but the Rambam says you can't volunteer. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim, the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Zayin, says no, you could volunteer. L'shem Shamayim. Other Rishonim maybe says it depends who you are. Are you a great Talmid Chacham that people are going to learn from? But that is a question of volunteering. Vayter. What is the source for all of this? First of all, the Gemara says, V'avodas kochavim lo, Avodah Zarah, no. Meaning by Avodah Zarah, you have to give your life. But Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin Shem Amar Lo La'adam Avodah Varas Kochavim Lo Tehareg, Minayin Sheyavod Val Yehareg. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you serve the Avodah Zarah instead of being killed. Tamal Amar V'chai Bayim Lo Sheyamas Bohem. Yoch La'afi L'Befar Hasya, maybe even in public. Tamal Amar V'lo Sechalo Shem Kashi V'dik Dashti. Right? No, you don't be Mechal my name in public. So Rabbi Shmuel says you can violate Avodah Zarah in private. So answer the Gemara, Inu da'amar ki Rabbi Elazar. No. What we paskin is following the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, V'yahaptas Hashem alokecha v'chol vavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol modecha. Right? Shema. Inu ar b'chol nafshcha l'amar b'chol modecha. V'inu ar b'chol modecha l'amar b'chol nafshcha. Why did it say love Hashem with all your money and with all your body? Why did it say both? So the Gemara says, it depends who you are. If you have a person who loves his body more than his money, like normal people, right? They're more worried about their life. So that's why it says, even if you have to give your life, you have to give it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have a person who likes his money more than his goof, so then lekach nemar b'chol ma'odecha. That's why he says b'chol ma'odecha, even if you have to give all of your money. I saw in the Margolius Hashas, he quotes that why is it, oh here it is, I did bring it. Margolius Hashas quotes, why is it that in Parshas Vahayim Shemoa, it doesn't say b'chol ma'odchem. It says in the first parsha, b'chol vavcha v'nafshcha b'chol ma'odecha. Why doesn't it say b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshchem? It says in the second parsha of Shema. So he quotes beautifully from the Ben Yoyada. I'm sorry, I didn't get to look at the Ben Yoyada himself. He quotes from the Ben Yoyada because when it comes to a tzibur, when it comes to Am Yisrael, we can't say that the tzibur is going to like their money more than their bodies. One yachid fool, you could say, okay, he might like his money more than his body. So in Belashan Yachid, in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, you could talk about B'chol Modecha. But when it comes to the tzibur, we don't think that way. But because of the tzibur, they realize the proper hierarchy, and they like their bodies more. Okay, Gilai, right, so what's the mucker? So Avodah Zarah we just had. Why, what is the source? Because you have to love Hashem, meaning you can't worship Avodah Zarah even if he has to feel alive. What about the other two? Gilai Arayis V'shrichas Damim, Kid the Rebbe, D'Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ki Gashi Yachem Isharei Rusach HaNefesh, Kena Davar Hazeh, the Pasuk says, Ki Seitzei, just like murder, so too Nara Hamarasa, V'chima Lamanu Meiratzeach, what is the connection between Ritzicha and Ones? And Me'ata, Harizeba Lalame Vidim Salamed. What is it? It came to teach us something, and it you learn something about it too, meaning you learn the comparison in both directions. Makish Rotseach Lanara Marasa. You compare a murderer to Nara Marasa. Ma Nara Marasa Nitalatila Banafsho. Just like Nara Marasa, the halacha of Rodef applies. Af Rotseach Nitalatila Banafsho. And now the other way. Umakish Nara Marasa Lerotseach. Ma Rotseach Yahari Val Yavar. Af Nara Marasa Tehari Val Tavar. Fine. So Nara Marasa, you learn from Rotseach. I, Rosia Kufi Minalon. How do you? So we figured out about Azara. We figured out Nara Marasa. What about Rotseach? Svarahu, famous Svara. The Huda Asa Lakabi de Rabba, the Amarlei, Amarli Mari de Roy. Somebody came to Rabba and said, the mayor said to me, Zil Katle Laploni, Planya, go kill so and so. Vim Loka, tell me Lachaf, not I'm going to kill you. Amarlei says Rabba back to him, sorry, Liktaluch, below Tiktal. You got to be killed. You can't kill anybody. Who says your blood is redder than his? Maybe his blood is redder. What does it mean, blood is redder? So Rashi says, maybe he's more chaviv to Hashem. His blood is redder. Or the Yad Ramah says, maybe he's supposed to get more arichas yamim than you. Right? Blood being red symbolizes health and arichas yamim. So who says that you are allowed to kill? If you want to look, we don't have time for it now. The first Reb Chaim, In the Gracha Rambam discusses this issue about the three Averis, Yehoi Valyavar, so you can look the Lundus for that Reb Chaim. Four lines from the bottom. Kiyazar Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. So we have two statements in the name of Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came in the name of Rav Yochanan, he said, Lo Shanu Elish Lo B'Shach Gzeiras Malchus. These rules apply only when there's no Gzeira in public of the Malchus trying to make the Jews show that they're not Jewish. Ava B'Shach Gzeiras Malchus, Afilu Mitzvah Kala Yehoi Valyavar. But by Gzeiras Malchus, any little mitzvah is Yahareg va'al Yavar. Kiyasa Rabin on Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabin came, he quoted something else in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. I feel a shlob shasiris malchus. Even when it's not a time of Shmad, lo amrela betzina, private. Avo befarhesya, I feel a mitzvah kali yarval Yavar. Befarhesya, even a mitzvah kali yarval Yavar, so we have an expanded area that whether it's in public or shas hashmad, both of those places, so then you have to give your life even for the other others. My mitzvah kala, what does it mean in mitzvah kala? Amar Rav Bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, afilu lishinu yeyaraksa demesana, even to change your shoelaces. What does that mean? Rashi says there was a way that they used to tie their shoelaces, difference between Jew and non-Jew. The non-Jewish way was somewhat unsneous, whatever the case may be. So therefore, in that case, even though it's just like a minhag, which comes out of a reflection of a din, that is usser. Other Rishonim, Tosfos here, other places say it doesn't have to do with how they tie their shoes, but a different color. Like the Jews had a different color of shoelace or shoe, black, white. This relates to the Chukosei Mosei Lecha discussions, but this is, that's what it means, Araksa de Mesana. Fine. The Kamev Farhesya, what does it mean in public? Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Farhesya Pchusam Yasar Bnei Adam. 10 people. 10 people means Farhesya. Pshita Yisraelim Be'inan. Fine, I understand that you need Jews. Dechsev V'dikdashi B'sof B'nei Yisrael. It's obvious that they have to be Jews because it says V'dikdashi B'sof B'nei Yisrael. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem have to do amongst Jews. But what about Bari Rabbi Yirmiya Tisha Yisrael V'nachri Echad Mahu? What about 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew? So is that good enough for to be considered a tzibur for Kiddush Hashem? So Tashma, we say no. Why? The Tani, Rav Yane, Achuad, Rabbi Chiya, Baraba, Asya, Toch, Toch, you learn Gzeira Shava. Ksif Hacha, V'Dikdashti, Besoch, B'nei Yisrael, B'Mekadosh, my name, amongst the Jewish people. This week's Parsha, V'Ksif Hasam, He Baldo, Mitoch, Eda, Azos. And the other one says, get away from this Eda. Ma'ala Halan Asar of Akulan Yisrael, Afkan Asar of Akul Yisrael, just like there, the Meraglim is Toch, so, and they're all Jews, so to here. The Mepharshim point out, it's not the Meraglim. A Balkori is probably saying there, what's that? Not the Meraglim. That's by Korach. Like, not by the Meraglim. But they learn, it's a double. You learn from the Meraglim, you learn from Korach, and then you learn from another Gzereshava. Either way, the ultimate is from the Meraglim. There is an interesting suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, what about the Ne'enas himself? Does it have to be 10 besides the one who's getting forced? Does it have to be 10 besides him, or can he count as the 10? So the Minchas Chinuch says, you have this in many areas of halacha. 10 for a minion. It's 9 plus the chazan. Right? That works. You only need about 9 people to say amen. So the Minchas Chinuch says, l'chora, the Ne'enas should work here too. 9 plus him. He should be included as well. And then he talks about, what about women? What about women? Could women be included? Is this a din of minion? It's not a din of minion. Right? For example, by Megillah, many paskin that women can work for the Pursumi Nisa of 10 of Megillah, they can because Afi Nobay Yosuanis, they're also included. So the Menachas Berechav is a suffix. He said, Ani Mesupak, about Ananas Atzmo Mitztari Plasara. But he quotes Machlokes, but either way, in other contexts, it does work. Okay. The next 3 lines of Gemara we could spend about 3 weeks on. But we'll have to spend 3 minutes on, maybe a few extra minutes. We'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow's daf, besides a very well-known Gemara at the top of the Yom, tomorrow's daf is all psukim, working out limudim. So a lot of the action, maybe we'll talk more about today's daf and the top of tomorrow's. But anyway, says the Gemara, the ha-ester far-es yahave. 1 second. Gili Arayis, let's at least start this now. Esther was befar-es-ya. What's the question? Esther, she should have given her life. She was Befareskia. And what did the Gemara just say? Even by all the other Averos, Befareskia, you have to give your life. Even forget the big three. By all the other Averos, you have to give your life if it's in public. So Esther should have given her life. What's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask here? What do you mean? You need Befareskia? This was a non-big three? I'm talking about Gilead Arias here. So what do you mean? It was Befareskia. How did she do it? Why do you forget Befareskia? This is one of the big three. You don't need Befareskia. What's the Gemara talking about? This is Gilead Arias. You should say Esther was Gilead Arias. How did she do it? Why does the Gemara say Esther was one of the non-big three, and therefore yeah, it was Befarhesia, so it was Esther. question. That's Tosis, then we'll deal with that. Let's just read the Gemara now. Says Mevaras Yahweh. So Amar Abaya, two answers. Answer number one, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. What does that mean? Esther Karka Olam. Rov Rishona means Esther was a passive participant in the act. This applies to the women in general. I don't know when is a woman going to be chayv in the act. She has to have take an active part. But it says Esther Karka Olam Haisa, and that's why she did not have to give her life. It was passive. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, gives another pshat to this line. What's the pshat? The Ramban says, when do you have to give your life for something? If by giving your life, so you're not going to do the Avera. If you're going to give your life, and in that way, they're going to have to kill you, and the Avera won't be violated, then fine, they give your life. But what's going to happen here? Esther's going to say, kill me. You know what they're going to do? They're going to violate her, and then they're going to kill her. So it's not going to help. She's passive. The only time you have to give your life is if that's going to prevent the Avera from being done. But here they're going to do it anyway. So that's what's the point of giving your life? There's no point of it. So that's Rashi, the Ramban, and the Melchamas here. That's first answer. Rava Amar, Hanas Atzman Shaini. Rava says, no, the difference is, you know why here it was mutter? Because why was Achashverosh doing it? He was trying to live with Esther because he wanted to prove the Jews not to be a religion. He didn't even know she was Jewish. What was he doing? He needed a queen. Hanas Atzman. If a non-Jew acts purely for selfish, animalistic motives, his taiva, that's not Yehoi Valyavar. That's not Yehoi Valyavar. At least by the other ones. And we'll have to figure out why this is one of the other ones. Let's just finish first. De'i lo tema hachi. De'i lo tema. It's a machlokas, whether that heter applies by just other ones or even the big three. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But let's just finish. De'i lo tema hachi. Because if you don't say hanaz atman is different, hani kavaki v'dimuniki. These kavaki v'dimuniki, what are these? These are types of bowls that we used to make fire in, and on the non-Jewish holidays, they used to go around to all the Jewish homes, take some fire from their homes, to bring to their Beis Avodah Zarah to add to the fire. So, these, kavani v'dimuniki, hech yavinu luhu, how do we give these to the non-Jews to use for their Avodah Zarah? We should be our Rav Yavar. Isn't this Abizrael Avodah Zarah? Answer the Gemara, no, Elohanat Azbat Shaini, it must be, they're just doing it to get light in their Beis Avodah Zarah. They're not doing this to show the Jews are wrong. So it must be Hanaz Atzman Shaini. Hachanami, Hanaz Atzman Shaini. So to here, it must be Hanaz Atzman is different, and that's why Esther did it. Three more lines, and then we'll talk all about the Lamed Beis Hashem tomorrow. Va'asa Rava L'taimei, and Rava is going according to his reasoning. To Amar Rava, Akam to Amar Leila Hai Yisrael, K'tol Aspat Aspasta B'Shapsa. V'shadi L'chiyusa, if a guy puts a gun to a Jew's head and says, cut some grass, cut some straw and give it to my animal needs food for Shabbos, He's allowed to. V'lo katil nalacha, and if not, I'm going to kill you. Liktovelo liktale. Let him cut it to not be killed. Because he's doing that for, he just wants to get food for his behema. So that's not yari valyavar. But shadi lenara, but if, yeah, cut some straw and throw it into the river. Meaning he's doing it purely lahachas. So in that case, liktale, he should be killed. V'lo liktale, he shouldn't cut it. My time away, la'avure milsa, ka boy. He's just doing it to be maver him on the Dvar Hashem, and therefore is a problem. So, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will start with 10 to 15 minutes on this Gemara, and then we'll have another 10 or 15 minutes or so on the top of the Gemara. That's about the top of Ein Haman Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a man, his life's in danger. Just let me look at this woman! And the doctor says he just has to look at the woman and he won't die. Still, he's not allowed to look at the woman. That's the Gemara at the top of the Tafayin Hay. And at the beginning of Eluhena Nisrafin is just figuring out what a brisa means in terms of Limudim. There's not so much lamdas to say on that. So, we will be doing most of the time on the Gemaras before. Okay, we'll stop here. And Meshem, everybody should have a good day.